being alive. Doesn't matter what's going on. Yes, situation around us. Lord Jesus is taking over. I'm happy to see everyone of us.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, mighty God. Everlasting Father, we pass on to you for your blessings upon us. That make a way for us to be able to come even today to worship you. Lord, we say thank you.
Thank you, God.
Glory be to your name, Lord.
Amen.
As we listen to your word, Father, I ask you to open the eyes, hearts of your children, that they get understanding of your words, and be able to live for you, because that is the reason we are giving back to on this night. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
We are welcome once more. We are still in the process of our open doors. This same week, which of us we're hearing about it, and I know that many of us we are already aware of what is going on with open doors that the Lord has made available for us this season. But there's something I want to let us know, because a couple of years we don't think that doing open doors day in, day out. But the thing is, you think yourself exactly what you need. We are very, very sure. Clearly stated in the book of the Lord, the book of Revelation, 3:8. And last week also talked about it. Revelation 3:8. Which says clearly. Revelation 3:8. Revelation 3:8 said clearly that I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. He's only telling you that God already has done this for you. It's the thing we know ourselves. But I want us to know one thing, that you should ask yourself in your own part, what are you going to do to make sure you obtain this, what the Lord has done already? It's not enough to say, God has done it, so you keep yourself anyhow. No. It's a challenge for one of us. Like I said, often and often, for you to live for Christ, there are things you have to do. You are not on your own. This morning, you have what happened. Yes, he has mercy. He gave his only begotten Son. Responding for our humanity. That's why you have no option than to serve it. This one that reconciles you back to Heavenly Father, you must serve him. Not as if you like, but if I have time. Time a day is 24 hours. You don't have even 1 minute for God. You use your own 24 hours for yourself. You are already dead up. If you don't know, just know it today. Okay, because he paid the price for you to be alive. So you don't not say, I'm in Europe, I'm on my own. Who told you are on your own? Where is the meaning of that? Where is Europe? Is it in heaven? No. It's on earth, yeah. So you are still on earth. We are talking about eternity, which everyone must go to. Which we have to prepare the way now. Because what you are doing now is what you will account for at the end of the day. Because that one who paid for you is coming back to ask you, what did you do the period of time you stayed here? No, answer for another. It's a question for every one of us. This is where you don't have to say, I'm challenged. I'm preaching to every one of us that we should hold the word of God with fear. Why? Because that is the reason we are alive. Why? Because the word itself, you are not accountable for it. Account for it later. You cannot escape it. You cannot escape it. Don't expose yourself to the enemy. As soon as you decide not to go with God, automatically you are exposing yourself to the enemy. The only funny thing is that it's unknown to you. I say it often. You think, I don't. It's the only 2 ways out. You are either with God or with the enemy. He said, no, I'm not with God. I'm on my own. I don't know enemy. Okay. Go to deceive yourself. It's not possible. Make a choice. that yes, day in, day out, I want to live for Christ. People just are talking about He has given you a key. If you ever think of living open doors, He has given you a key. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 20. Luke 17, 20. Luke 17, 20. He said, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here, or therefore, behold, the kingdom of God is with you. All you need is that kid is faith to believe in me. You don't have it, nothing else you will do. Faith to believe in him. You don't believe in God or what he has done for you, just forget about the whole thing. So, he said you can move the mountains. You can move the mountains if you believe in him. You are able to do that. You are able to say, coronavirus, run away from here. I will never near you. Because you have faith in Jesus Christ. But if you think you are nothing, then what are you expecting God to do for you? Talking about open doors, you think that when we are talking about open doors, don't just focus your mind on okay, open door for me among you. It's not the only thing we are talking about. After us, he has given you something in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 to 11. Let's look at it. You have to do other things. It's not open doors, it's not only for what you are going to eat. Talking about book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 to 11. Matthew 7. From 7 to 11. He said, all you need to do is to ask. Jesus Christ did just come from heaven to hell for nothing. The authority is in him. He gave it to you. If you believe in him, even in his name, you can ask anything. Know what you need, ask. Let it be given to you. If you don't ask, not you will come. So brothers and sisters, don't be afraid of anything. The open doors is more than that. But I want you to know that you challenge yourself. I have already asked this and that. I have it already. Still, I want you to go back. Then, this same one that is doing it for me, he also wants to do something for him. In that same book of Revelation 3, 8, I read, go to the 20th, Revelation 3 verse 20. What is that there? You see it. 3 verse 20. You want to ask for open doors with your prayer? Then, see what he's telling you is Revelation 3 20. He said, listen, I stand at the door. And knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and have dinner with him and he with me. Who is talking? Jesus the Lord is saying so. So open door does not only end in God, Father, I want to eat, I want to do this, give to you, eat. No. God is not coming to tell you the reason you gave me the head. He made you for a purpose. Worship me. You say, I don't have time for God, you must have time for him. He now come here and talk to church, I'm coming to meet you today, but you are not here. Why? Because you are somewhere else. Because you think you have a better thing to do than God. No. He said, I will come and die with you. Now, if you come here because of God today, do not think you just go home, you remain the same thing. It's not the same thing. Because if we touch you, he will make sure you feel everyone that we are looking for. So it's a challenge. God has given us all. I told you already, that's why we are fasting. Fast asking what you need. In that Matthew 7 to 11, 7 to 11, I need this, I need that, they give it to you. You have it. But this same fast is telling you, God is standing at the door knocking. Come, I want to die with you. Are you ready to die with him? If you are ready to die with him, he's ready with you today. And I pray that his power, every single one that is here today, because of the Lord, you are not here because of me, you're here because of Luke. It means you are here to hear him. And be sure, you know this place is saved again. Why? Because the Holy Spirit touched you. And the so-called open door you think we're talking about getting joy, it's not of it, it's not all. Because that go out today and also evangelize to others around you. Tell them God is around. Come. Come. This 2021. Serve him. Do that for him also. This is it. Get to your house to eat with you and die with you. Remember him also. We should evangelize also. Do not say, me, I'm okay. And the other person, I don't care. No. Because I am going to the Lord himself. Anywhere you find yourself, ask the people, do you hear no, about Jesus Christ? If you say no, ah, this is vision. Invite them. Invite them. Invite them. Please, I beg you people, stop exposing yourself to the enemy by denying this opportunity God has given unto you. Ask in my name, you get it. You see me, I don't have time. Okay? Come, I'm too busy. Nothing you do that God does not see. The same way, once you leave God, the enemy knows he starts working with you. You say, no, I don't even know enemy, no. No, only that I don't go to church, I'm on my own. You can't be on your own. You see, now with the powerful one of God, or you're the enemy, you have no option. So choose one. I pray that God will help you to know how to do the right thing by being with God. Because he's the one that made you in his image and his likeness. If you give yourself to the devil, nothing can do. And that's what we are doing here. We think we are too big. See me? No, no, no. I don't have time. You have time for other things. Please remember today that the open doors, they are not only for what you are seeking for to get to eat. Also remember, you, God has come to you anywhere you go. Are you remember of any church? If they say no, where do you can come and worship with us in our assemblies? Invite them to know their Christ. We are about 40 or 50 here today. You want to see before is December this year. We are 100 here. If each one of us be three persons, the number will increase. And Jesus will land here and everyone here. You are my disciples. Just know in heaven I prepare a place for you. So open doors. What do you need to open doors? Anything you want to just command it to come to you. That is the authority everyone of us has. You have this man who say praise and watching people say praise. You have to do that. The power is in it. That is what the children were doing when they were in the peace. In what happened? When they are worshiping God. What do you do? There was earthquake. What happened? Just to send them free, open doors. The chains were broken because of just the worship. Chains, no problem. Doors open up. Please don't worry, what is going on? The same thing, why you are worshiping God? Know that it's powerful. You are not worshiping man, it's God. Please, brothers and sisters, let us stop this way of thinking that I am too tired, or I'm too big, or I don't have time. You cannot have time, but not for God. Don't ever say so. Because it has you. I use the word, it owns you. Live for Christ. Because it's your life. It's your life. The price that no one could pay, he paid it. And for that reason, you must honor him. And I pray his grace for us to go to serve him. He gave to every one of us. That we'll be glad to be in his presence. And not thinking that, no, I'm too busy, I don't have time. You don't have time for God. What else do you have time to do? We must have time for him because he's the one, he's the authority that the whole world has no option than to worship him. You are not an exception. You are not an exception.
Yes, sir.
And every one of us must know that, that with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Woo. And the same power he has given unto you. That is to those that believe in him. If one of them is saying you don't believe in him, it's your own problem. It only means the things that are happening will happen to you. That is the key to open doors. Have faith in him. Believe in him. Then all that is you can do. But if you think, nah, me, I don't think so. No problem. Nobody is forcing you. Please, I say it again and again, please make up your mind that this year, 2021, I will not expose myself again to the enemy. Because the enemy knows you very well also. If you say you are no more with the Lord, enemy goes and thank God, I've got another one here today. But you are going your own. You don't already know somebody that you are already with him. You say, I don't even know the enemy now. He knows you. Why? Because he sees the things you don't see. You deny God, he knows you are for him. Even though you are not proclaiming with your mouth and for the enemy now, only you deny God, he don't know another way of with him. So this is where we must make sure that we don't deny God by our behavior. Behavior, you say, I didn't say so now. What else? Your behavior shows it. Is it not you use your mouth to say it? No. Come to church. Church? There's no need for church. Then, we say, thank God, I got another one. Who will not go to church again? Then we'll be clapping for you. Unknown to you. So, brothers and sisters, we don't do things that we think nobody sees us. The ones that see spiritually, they are here. It's not only the thing that physically we think is available. No. The power that was given to Jesus Christ, he said, I'm going to heaven to prepare a place for you. I did not take it with me. I give to those who believe in me. That's how God is in you also. It's therefore to believe. Then you become so available to use the power. If you don't believe in him, no problem. But I would advise you to do that. Because the life you are living, you must account for it. To whom? The world. Oh, because I am you today, the Father. Jesus Christ is the man.
Amen.
And definitely, he's coming back again to ask you how far. You say, Jesus, I knew you, but I was too much to worship you now. Because the government said, we don't have time to worship you. We are too busy. So, okay, go with the government. Problem. The master I made for you in eternity, and give somebody else. Is that what you want to hear? No. God remember that he has gone to make a master for me and you. And not in this end, definitely come to an end. There's no story about it. It doesn't matter how long you stay here. Till Jesus Christ come. The end is there. And the world, that's a child of it. So my brothers and sisters, make up your mind to live for Christ by obeying his words. And make sure that you don't deceive yourself, thinking that the enemy does not, is not aware of what you are doing, is not seeing you. He knows automatically, the day you say, Christ, I don't have time for you, there will be clapping hand. I've got another person with me. But you're not seeing them yet. He's already know you are in his side. Unknown to you. That's what is painful about it. Then you go there, kind of, this one now with me, record your name there. You see that I'm saying this, I don't want to touch anymore. I'm going next month. You are already with them already. None of you here that God will allow the enemy to take it away.
Amen.
You are going to be sad. Have you heard about Christ? Knew what he did for you? Still, you still lose that opportunity. I pray the Spirit of the Lord will come upon every one of us that these open doors we are talking about, we are going to make sure, that the, I told you already, doors are already open for me and you, the key I've been giving unto you, that he use your mouth and tell what you want, you get it. What is not necessary is also the concern more people to that same kingdom of God. This is where he's knocking on the door. Come in. If you say it's wrong on you, you come. That is God for you. He knocked your door. Shall I come in? Once you come in, it means assisting through also call us up to his kingdom. And this is the one for me and you. You don't say me, I'm already saying, I don't care again. No. Nobody on this earth live alone. Say, I wake up alone and live. It's not possible. You must mingle with people. Those people you mingle with every day. You want to know from them, do you know Christ? He said, of course, okay, no problem. Another person, do you know Christ? You don't say, I don't care, they don't care, they don't care, because I mean, no. It has to concern you. Why? Because God comes to you every day to ask your heart. And every one of us must account to him what he or she has done. So, do not be afraid of, say, God, what am I going to eat on? You ask, is your mouth. The power is your mouth. Declare it, you get it. Declare it, you get it. Amen. Because the power is already in you. If you take it away, it's left for you to use the power. Or you don't want to use it, it's not a matter. But I appeal to everyone of us that we should not be strong by ourselves. The devil is always here looking for who to devour. Don't ever be anyone that's caught up with devil anymore. Why? Because devil will never finish work. His work is to make sure that he devours you. And if you give yourself to him, he does it. He does it. Not only done. 7711, we already said it. It's the same thing in the book of Luke 9-13. Those of our need are the open. So, brothers and sisters, let us know that the opportunity for serving King of Kings is already open for you. It's there for you to abide in it and come to serve him. Do not allow people to prepare you to say, yeah, please come before you come to church. No! It's your duty. It's our duty. It's the only way out to stay put, to be sure of the open doors that are talking about that's already done. That God will never go back to his word. Say, if he could allow his own son to die, do you think he would now do something? He say, no, no. He wouldn't do it. He said, please, simple God. That's why I have to be obedient. So, grace to be obedient to you, we have to ask for him daily. He will do his mercy every day, yes. But it's not enough for you to be late, like many of us are doing. You think you can only do that to your place of work. So, let's look at the book of Psalm 119. Psalm 119 verse 11. Psalm 119 verse 11. About 119, yeah? 197. 197. Verse 11. In my heart, so that I may not sin against you. Brother and sister, please advise every one of us. If you don't have a Bible, let us know. We can organize one for you. Try and get a Bible, the Word of God. That is the essence of our living, so that you can be able to go through His Word daily. He said His Word, you have to live by His Word. Just like David said, I have your words in my past, but I will not stand against you. How can I not forget what I have said that I didn't know it was a sin? Hide his words. That's why you go through it daily. So that you know the right thing to say each time. Do not say, I didn't understand. Lord. He said, I have treasured your word in my heart. David talking. So that I may not sin against you. If you ever don't go through the word of God, how do you know what he said about anything? I said, of an awful, before you ever take any decision to do anything, ask yourself, what is God going to say about this thing and what will do it? If you know he says, okay, do it. That's why I have the Bible. The Lord says, if after you worship him, I should not forsake Hebrews 10:35. He's talking to me. No. Read Hebrews 10:35. Read the book of Hebrews 10:35. Hebrews 10:25. Book of Hebrews 10:25. clearly he said to me and you. He says so. Not in forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as manner of some is. He knows what I'm talking about. It's the old time this happened, even till tomorrow is still happening. Some for some reason say they will not come because they are doing one or the other. This is why they are not here. He said, and so much the more as you see the day approach. You know that sitting there, is it every time we go to church? This Sunday I'm tired. Okay. I just tell you now, anytime you think like that, just know somebody is clapping for you. When you say, sir, this week I'm tired, somebody is already clapping for you. Who is that clapping for you? Devil. Because he knows you are tired, now you are with me. Then you do something to do immediately. You start doing it, telling yourself, tell me what I'm doing right now. That is how it works. In those days, they say it's a Sabbath day. Thomas will say, who is Thomas? Myself. I wake up early. I come up. I want to go. I take off. I go around. Then I'm looking at time. It's almost. Something has finished. Still, I've done nothing. Then, on our own, she went to church. It came back. Where are you coming? Get us a bit. What do you get us a bit? Nothing has happened. And the time has gone. Yet I didn't worship the Lord. I was, oh my God. What did I do with you now? I didn't worship you. Then another Sunday, I do the same thing. And you think the enemy is not there. He's there. Then we tell you, don't worry now. There are more Sundays to come. It's not true, girl. Brothers and sisters, you don't know when Christ is coming. That is the essence of the whole thing. And when you say you don't know why Christ is coming, the truth to now, I'm hearing Christ is coming. My father who told me I was small that time. Christ has not come, now a big man. Forget. It means the day you drop, bam, your own has ended. The world has not ended though, but your own is finished. And that's when you are now going to be sleeping, or shock as a wake up. Oh, you are for devil, go to devil. Go to devil, you are for devil. It's so simple. Let me change now, you cannot change anymore. It's only very important for me and you. Make up your mind, do anything you can do to make sure you go through His word and be obedient to Him. Worship is what He commanded His children to do. And He has blessed everyone that worship Him. If you don't want to be blessed, no problem. He will not force you. He will not force you to be blessed. But do not think that pastor has prayed for me. I don't want to go to church again. I'm going to bless you. Who told you that one? It's not possible. Because God Himself is seeking for those who didn't serve Him. You don't want to serve Him, it's your problem. But if you seek Him directly, you are assured of promises. Know it today. Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. His power is in Him. Which He said, the power is given unto you. If only you believe in Him. If you don't want to believe in Him, not in force, but I've advised that you do that so that all the problems become your portion. Amen. Everyone for that is here today is not by your own mind, it's the prayer of God. Protection of God Himself. You'll be hearing prayer of God. Do you think you'll protect yourself so that you're not sleep? It's a lie. When these angels are guiding you, no enemy will be able to touch you.
Amen.
Only that is unknown to us, especially don't see it. You think I'm the one I'm too smart now? Smart. Are you smarter than the devil? Who was the one with God said, why you here now? Maybe say, I've been here now. Are you smarter than the devil? No. The devil knows you very well, but the power of God is already covering you.
Amen.
So for that reason, we have become to serve Him. We are not in the month of February. Please make up your mind to know that you have it as a duty that you must worship Him. And when you must worship Him, His blessing must be your blessing.
Amen.
You cannot change it. You cannot say, give me your blessing, and I'll go with it. You don't want it to be also. So, brothers and sisters, open doors is not only for you to eat, but also is door. It's time for you to welcome more souls to His kingdom. God is with you at your door, not me.
Amen.
He wants to die with you. That is why they are here today. As you go home, Don't forget that the Lord said, go there and bring more to my kingdom. And if you do it, for that reason, if the devil near you, will spat the way away. Why? Because he knows you are working for him. That is it. His protection is around you. We don't know that. Please, do it. And make sure to reconcile others to our Father in heaven. Just as I reconcile you to him. Yes. Today, if you sleep in the house, Sunday, without going to church, in fact, you will be troubling yourself. What is going on? Why did I go to church? You can't do it. Why? Because it's living in you. And this is his house. And for you coming today, just know his total blessings we go into this year. Amen. That you will be jubilated throughout the remaining 8 months of the year. Amen. We are already in February. Coming to an end now. Remaining 10 months more this year. Going to jubilate. Not only in 1 month, throughout the whole year. And for that reason, brother and sister, open your heart towards him. Make sure that we don't forsake gathering of prayer together. Why? Because it's very, very essential and important. The Lord is in us and is our blessing. So the Bible does continue. You are sure of your blessings. All you need is proclaim it, you get it. Because it's there with you. And also, in his own, reconcile more to his kingdom so that he will make sure there will never be able to see anything for you. The God bless his word.